You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. Well, thanks for being with us today. I really hope everyone is having a good week so far. In quarantine, these days just seem to blend together. I mean, the middle of the week doesn't really mean a whole lot anymore. Maybe we should make up some, like, new days? Oh, the day formerly known as Sunday could be Shakes Day, where we all try to speak like Shakespearean wrote. Or Saturday could be Sondheim Day, where we all have to sing and speak 10 times faster than we normally would on Angela Weber Day, which is Thursday. Might make for some interesting days at work or school, though. So, for now, until it's a thing, I'll just look forward to the days when I get to come on here and bring on some amazingly talented performers like today. I have such a great show for you guys. My first guest is the incredible Caroline Basu. You may have seen Caroline as a guest star on Grey's Anatomy a few weeks ago. I met Caroline in New York City when she was starring in School of Rock on Broadway. She's so, so talented. Let's get her on here. Hey, Caroline.
Hi, Joshua.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. You're in Texas right now, right?
Yes, I'm in Houston.
Oh, that's so cool. How is everything there with COVID-19?
We're in social distancing like everyone else, but we weren't hit as bad as New York. Our hearts are with all of you guys right now. XOXO, hugs and kisses, you know.
Thank you so much. One of the highlights of my quarantine TV, was watching you on Grey's Anatomy. You were so amazing.
Thank you so much.
When did you record that?
I recorded it at the end of February, right before it shut down. So,
how many days were you on set for?
I was on set for 2 days, but a week before I had to go in to get my prosthetics done for my surgery.
Oh, that's so cool. How was your experience like with the TV show different from your experience with School of Rock?
Well, it's different because there's not a live audience cheering you on, but it's also a bit nicer because you know that you have so much time that you won't like mess up or anything, and it goes by a lot faster than like months and months of rehearsal and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Aside from being on Grey's Anatomy, has anything else positive come out of being quarantined?
Well, getting to spend so much time with my family has been amazing. Like, I've been able to sit outside with my dog for hours, go on bike rides with my dad, and you just don't get to do that in regular life. So I've been grateful for that.
Wait, what type of dog?
Oh, we have a Norwich Terrier. He's very cute and kind of fat.
Oh, so cute. Oh, is he a chunk?
He's a chunk.
Well, I'm so happy to have you on here today. Shall we do a song?
Sure, yeah.
Well, what song do you want to do?
Why don't we do Don't Lose Your Head from the musical Six?
Oh, I love that song. Why do you choose that song?
I love it because it's hilarious. And Anne Boleyn is probably my favorite character in the show. And I love her little space buns. I'm just obsessed with them. I don't know why. But I think she's just like so cool, and she's feisty and powerful, and I just think that's really cool to try to replicate.
I love that character, and I love your singing. Do you want to try to do this?
Sure.
Here we go.
oui, oui, bonjour, life was a chore, so
she set sail.
1522 came straight to the UK, all the British dudes lame.
Epic fail.
I wanna dance and sing.
Politics,
not my thing.
Ooh, ooh.
But then I met the king, and soon my daddy said you should try and get ahead. He wanted me, obviously, kept messaging me like every day. Couldn't be better, then he sent me a letter, and who am I kidding? I was prêt à manger.
Ooh, ooh,
sent a reply.
Ooh, ooh,
just saying hi. You're a nice guy. I'll think about it, maybe. XO, baby.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
You sent him kisses.
I didn't know I would move in with his missus.
What?
Get a life!
You're living with his wife.
Like, what was I meant to do? Sorry, not sorry about what I said. I'm just trying to have some fun. Don't worry, don't worry, don't lose your head. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. Make up your mind, her or me, chum, don't wanna be some girl in a threesome, are you blind?
Ooh, ooh,
don't be bitter,
ooh, ooh,
cause I'm fitter,
ooh, ooh,
why hasn't it hit her, he doesn't wanna bang you, somebody hang you!
Uh-oh,
here we go!
Your comment went viral!
I didn't really mean it, but rumors spiral.
Wow, and way to make the country hate you.
Mate, what was I meant to do? Sorry, not sorry about what I said. I'm just trying to have some fun. Don't worry, don't worry, don't lose your head. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. Was
Henry.
He got a promotion, caused a commotion, set in motion the C of E. The rules were so outdated, us two wanted to get X-rated.
Soon excommunicated.
Everybody chill, it's Toad's God's will. Let me tell you how it really went down. Henry's out every night on the town, just sleeping around like, what the hell? If that's how it's gonna be, maybe I'll flirt with a guy or three just to make him gel. Henry finds out and he goes mental. He screams and shouts like,
so judgmental.
I'm the bitch. Mate, just shut up. I wouldn't be such a... if you could get it up.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Is that what you said?
And now he's going around like, off with her head. Sure he means it.
She used it.
What was I meant to do?
What was she meant to do?
Like, what was I meant to do?
What was she meant to do?
No, what was I meant to do?
What was she meant to do?
Oh my god, you guys, he was like literally about to chop my head off. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Sorry, not sorry about what I said.
I'm just trying to have some fun.
Don't worry,
don't lose your head. I didn't mean to hurt anyone.
That was wonderful, Caroline. You can follow Caroline on Instagram at Caroline Basu. I cannot wait to finally see Six when Broadway reopens. One show I didn't get to see because I was too young on Broadway was Beauty and the Beast. If you've been listening, you know that Alan Menken is one of my absolute favorite composers, and this song is just another reason why he is a musician that I look up to so much. Here's If I Loved Her from Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you. face. There's not the slightest trace of anything that even hints of kindness. And from my tortured shape, no comfort, no escape. Deep within is utter blindness, hopeless, as my dream dies, as the time flies, love a lost illusion, helpless, unforgiven, holden driven to this sad.
The music, Alan. I can't wait to hear some of what he's working on in quarantine. I'm sure there's going to be something new that will emerge soon from his brilliant mind. Perhaps a Quarantinian, the musical, about a child trapped in his house whose only social connection is through the internet. And maybe some evil company slows down the internet connection. Oh wait, that's just my life now. Actually, I think it's pretty much all of our lives right now. It's all okay, though, because we're flattening the curve and hopefully on the way to healing, well, the world. My next guest is Emily Zimmerman, who is supposed to be in New York City right now in rehearsal for a new musical.
Hey, Emily!
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
How have you been during this, like, crazy pause?
I've been pretty okay. I've been focusing a lot on my schoolwork with e-learning, and I've been trying to keep my voice as healthy as I can. And I've also been kind of like creative in other ways. I've been actually drawing a lot more, and I don't know, just like writing, and I'm really focusing in on my craft.
Has anything else positive happened as a result of like being quarantined?
Well, something positive that happened is my dad is actually an emergency room doctor for kids, and he lives in Nevada, Las Vegas, so he can work at a hospital out here. And normally, my mom, my brother, and I, we live in Illinois, and because of Corona, we've been able to come out here right before everything got crazy and spend time with him, and I haven't been able to spend a lot of time with him recently because we live so far away from one another. So it's just been a lot of family time that I wouldn't have had.
I'm really glad that you finally get to see your father because you're after like long distance stuff, because you were in New York, right, before?
Well, I was about to go to New York for an off-Broadway show, but it unfortunately got postponed because of coronavirus.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was actually Sarah Silverman's new musical, The Bedwetter, and we were actually supposed to start previews in a couple of days, but it got postponed, and everything's kind of TBD right now, so yeah, it's kind of really hectic.
I'm really sorry. I was in an off-Broadway show, too, that had to go on a short suspension off-Broadway, too, because of COVID-19. I'm back here in South Florida and ready to play some songs. Oh, and Speaking of songs, what song are you going to be singing?
I'm going to be singing History of Wrong Guys from Kinky Boots.
Oh, I love that song. It's a really fun song to play. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, no. Don't you dare. Girl, I'm warning you. Why not? Women have been making bad choices since the beginning of time. Are you gonna be another one of mine? Oh. Used to think you were from outer space. Who's that bright-eyed guy in your place? You're kinda cute when you're not so shy. Oh. But I've been here before. Have I come back for more? Another chapter in the history of wrong guys. You used to be so a lip lackluster bore, but now you're changing into something I just can't ignore. Charlie, honestly, I've been hurt like this before. Star-crossed lover, we all know how that ends. I'm better off without him, we're better off as friends. Oh, but I've been here before. Have I come back for more? Another chapter in the history of wrong guys. Yesterday, no spark, no heartache in the lore, but today I'm feeling something I just can't ignore. The girl next door. 5, loves the boy next door. 6, don't love you no more.
Roger Moore or has a girlfriend named Nicola.
That was so wonderful, Emily. You can follow her on Instagram at Emily F. Zimmerman. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. I'm really excited to feature some more students from around the world in future episodes. If you're a student whose show was canceled or postponed, and you want a chance to sing on our show, send an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and a link to a video of you singing. We hope to show your talents off to the world. Our plan is to air these on the show segments every Monday. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, Corona Cabaret. Thanks to my wonderfully talented guests, Caroline Basu and Emily Zimmerman. Thank you so much for watching. You can find the Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found. And we love 5-star ratings and really positive reviews. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.